The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. It was the feast of St. Martha today, and you know Martha best from the story from the Gospel of St. Luke, which we heard just a couple Sundays ago, in which Jesus comes to visit Martha and her sister Mary in their home in Bethany, and Mary sits at Jesus' feet and listens to him speak while Martha's anxious and worried and occupied with much serving and bursts into the room and tells Jesus, "Doesn't it matter to you that my sister has left me to do all the serving? Tell her to help me." Now, if that was the only story we had about St. Martha, you'd wonder why she's canonized a saint, right? The church is not in the habit of canonizing people who burst into a room, bark out commands, and tell Jesus what to do. Okay? But fortunately, we've got this lesser-known story from the Gospel of St. John that gives us a different side of St. Martha. A couple lessons for us here today. Now, Martha and Mary's brother Lazarus had just died, and the Gospel tells us that he'd been dead for 4 days. Now, it was a Jewish pious belief that the spirit of the deceased hovered around the deceased for 3 days. So they deliberately mention that he's been dead for 4 days to show that all earthly hope has evaporated. And that's the moment in which Martha says, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the resurrection and the life." Now, Martha's a saint to help you. Okay? I recommend Martha as a saint to help you if you feel spiritually stuck. You ever feel spiritually stagnant? Confess the exact same things every time. Stuck in your tracks. Martha's a saint to help you. Martha made great progress. Now, a lot of scribes and Pharisees were stubborn and angry with Jesus, and they knew him all his life long, and they never changed. They never made any progress. Look at the difference that Martha makes. In a short span of time, she must have had great humility. Remember St. Martha if you feel spiritually stuck. Little-known friend in a high place. I particularly recommend Martha to you, though, as a saint to help you to cope with the death of friends and family and loved ones. Martha is the very first person who ever looked Jesus in the eye and heard him say to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." And she responded, "Yes, that's exactly what I believe." Now think about that for just a second. Jesus never said, "I can raise the dead." He didn't say, "I can give life." What he said was, "I am the resurrection. I am the life," claims that only God could make. And Martha says, "That's exactly what I believe." Now, there have been a lot of religious teachers down through the ages. There's plenty of people who have told us great things to do, ways we're supposed to treat one another, told us to live right. And there's plenty of religious leaders who have told us that death is not the end of the line. What makes Jesus unique is this line that he says to Martha, "I'm the resurrection, I'm the life," which means that what you see in Jesus himself on Easter Sunday morning is what he promises to all of those who have lived and believed in him. She's a friend in a high place who can help you to know that when you've said goodbye to a loved one in death, that in Christ Jesus, you got hope. You're going to see him again. And you're going to love them like you've never loved them before. You know, with all the prosperity in the whole world does you no good at all if you have to surrender it in death. And even the greatest love that's ever been, that's not worth anything at all if it has to end in death. Martha knew that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Let's ask for her prayers to help us to imitate her faith. St. Martha, pray for us.